This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
She's one of the most prominent voices in the health industry. Sarah Wilson inspired thousands of people with her movement, I Quit Sugar. But behind the glare of the public eye, the author was struggling to overcome her severe anxiety. And she's now opened up with that battle and the condition in a new book that she's just released called First We Make the Beast Beautiful. Good morning, Sarah.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. It's lovely to talk to you both.
Now, one in four Australians, I'm stunned by this, struggle with anxiety. When did you realise that you were suffering from this condition?
Well, I can look back in hindsight and I realise I was probably anxious from about the age of seven, if I sort of go back and look at some of my behaviours. I was diagnosed with childhood anxiety at about, I was 11 or 12. But I guess it really kicked in and, you know, I was medicated for the first time at 17 and then diagnosed with bipolar or manic depression, as it was called back then, at 21. So it's kind of been a drawn out process. And I think it is for most people because there's no definitive line at which, you know, any psychiatrist is able to say, okay, yeah, this person is now disordered, you know, has an anxiety disorder as such. So it's always very, very kind of hazy.
It's a very blurry line. And the cool thing that your readers and those that have been part of your program will know about yourself is that you do share a lot of your own experiences across the blog and in your books. But how hard was it for you to admit to yourself and to share that with all of your readers and fans that you do struggle with anxiety?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and they also get asked, why on earth did you write this book? Because as one of my best friends said, it's the ugliest book she's ever read. Because I suppose I just go down into that stuff that I think all of us go through. You know those moments when you come home from a loud party and it's sort of been raucous and then you look at yourself in the fluorescent mirror of the bathroom and you sort of just go, oh, gosh, I feel so alone. It's those kind of moments that I go into. And look, I kind of really didn't have a desperate need for people to know about those ugly moments I go through, but I just felt a responsibility to write the book. You know, I just had this need to have this conversation, you know. If I was to be asked why did I write it, it's really because I was bored and I just wanted to have deeper, more spiritual, more meaningful conversations with people around this. And, you know, the great thing, the book's been out a number of weeks now and it's done just that. It sparked some really great conversations. So for me, it wasn't like this big, you know, need to do a tell-all. It wasn't like it was a really difficult thing for me to do. I didn't really think about it. Mm. I kind of just did it.
Your book is called First We Make the Beast Beautiful. Now, that's based on a Chinese proverb, if I'm not mistaken. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it is based on a proverb. You're absolutely right. For me, it really is about this idea that, look, you know, so far today, most books, most therapies work around the idea that anxiety is something that, oh, you know, you try to treat it, you try to manage it, you know, and it gets in the way and we try to kind of keep it under control. And my take is I explore the idea that anxiety might actually be something that we don't want to medicate necessarily or eradicate or call a disorder, you know. It actually might be something very worthwhile, something very important, and something that leads us to, oh, gee, some of the most important things that life has to offer. And, you know, I've got to be careful and I explore it in depth. It's, you know, sort of not encapsulated totally in the title. But, you know, it's certainly something that I've explored. You know, for me, you know, I've got a business with 20 staff. I've produced a bunch of books. I've had a wonderful life so far. And I've got to say, it wouldn't be as it is if I hadn't had my anxiety. And I've had extreme anxiety over the years. I can see that my anxiety is a beast, but I've chosen in recent years to see it as something beautiful. And that in itself, that mindset shift, seeing it through that different lens, has actually been the best kind of management tool ever, you know what I mean? Because it's actually, one thing that I actually find is really interesting, that when I tell people this, that it's sort of a penny drops. The thing about anxiety is that when you get you know, we so often get anxious about being anxious, and then we get anxious about being anxious about being anxious, and down the spiral we go. Now, if we can actually go, you know what, this is just me doing anxiety, and it's part of who I am, it's a special part of who I am, and, oh, you know, I know now that it'll probably only last 20 minutes, because that's about how long it's, for instance, an anxiety attack will last. You know, we'll pass through it. I won't try to fight it. I won't try to medicate it with drugs or alcohol or, you know, I don't know, but going off and buying some new shoes. I'll just pass through it. And then I only do anxiety once, which is a whole lot less painful. So it's an approach. It's a mentality. It's a mindset shift.
So how have you been able to manage your anxiety in a way that draws out the positive aspects of it and kind of adds the benefit of it, I guess, to your life in a way that does help you pass through it?
Yeah, look, there are ways to kind of keep anxiety so that it doesn't spiral out of control, and that's something that's really important to do, you know, and essentially, you know, by making ourselves anxious about being anxious. So some of the three main things that I mean, the book's peppered with tips and techniques and really strange ones, but the ones that really work, that like are non-negotiable, as they say in the book, are meditation. It works. I'm crap at it. Don't worry if you are too. Just do it. And, you know, it might take the form of prayer. It might take the form of, you know, everyone has different techniques, but just do it. It does work. And it's not so much about what you kind of go through in the 20 minutes of meditation that you might do. It's actually what happens afterwards and how it plays out in the rest of your life. So that's one. The other one is walking. Just walk. Like, I walk everywhere. I hike on weekends. It is the best salve. And I point to all the science. There's a lot of science that explains why it works. So I won't bore your listeners, you know, right now on the radio, but you can read about it in my book. And the third thing is to kind of create routines as often as possible. And this is something I explore in depth in the book, is this idea that when we... that the decision-making part of our brain is very intertwined with the anxiety part of our brain. So when we're having to make decisions all the time, it actually makes us anxious. Most anxious people will know what I'm talking about. So if we can routinize and therefore reduce the number of decisions that we have to make as much as possible, then it actually reduces our risk of getting anxious. So for me, I routinize my mornings. I have a morning routine. So, you know, I meditate, I exercise, I do the same thing every day, and, you know, I have the same breakfast every day. I wear the same clothes every day.
Hopefully you just wash them in between wears, right?
Okay. Exactly. So I reduce the number of decisions I've got to make, and that makes a big difference too. So they're kind of my three top tips for reducing, you know, turning the dial down so that it doesn't actually ruin things, but you can still kind of, you know, live with it and appreciate your anxiety.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for delving into it in your book, First We Make the Beast Beautiful. Sarah Wilson, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it was a joy talking to you both. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.